We hired a search firm, and they in turn contacted candidates, passive candidates. So the candidates did not come to us. They didn't apply. The search firm went to them. So they are currently employed, and they get some control of their information because they have to protect their jobs. And we understand that. So they want privacy right now. They want fewest people as possible to know their information until things get farther down the road. So, you know, we had to decide, you know, last week, do we want to go for this higher caliber candidates and keep their information as they wish? Because they had said they would withdraw.
So just to make sure I understand, the candidates for this position said that if it was all nine, that they would withdraw their name from the hiring process?
They wanted as few as possible to see their information because they were worried about, you know, too many people knowing their information. And even though, you know, I trust commissioners and we took confidentiality, you know, it's very important to us. But, you know, things can happen. You know, someone could accidentally have their phone turned on. And you know, again, they just want to protect their jobs. And we have to respect that process.
So the four commissioners who are part of this committee are yourself, Bill James, Phil Malik, Karen Bentley. And the other five are also elected officials. So why shouldn't those voters have their representatives part of this review process to determine who will be the daily manager of the county government? It's kind of unprecedented, isn't it?
Again, as we explained, the candidates, they have some rights here too. And the candidates, if they're going to participate, they have a few rules. And the rules are for them. Again, in their situation where they have to protect their income for their families, they didn't want it to be put out. And so that's kind of how we have to protect them. And so it's a judgment call. You know, do we want to lose these potential great candidates or do we want our committee to do this work and make a recommendation? And so we voted 6-3 to do that. We have to be respectful of these people. They get to pick the rules for their own private resume. Mm-hmm. So we can't tell them how it's going to work.
Did you say that that was something that the candidates wanted? They wanted only four people versus nine, or they just wanted as few as possible?
They wanted as few as possible.
So they didn't actually give a number. They didn't say four or nine or somewhere in between.
I didn't really ask that question, but the search firm did tell them that the board in June decided, with the recommendation from the human resource director, that we have a smaller committee.
You know, it's kind of been well documented that the board has had some trouble getting along from time to time, and the firing of former county manager Harry Jones was certainly controversial. Does trust among the board have anything to do with this at all? You mentioned leaks and things getting out on Twitter and stuff like that. Is trust among the board a concern?
I believe they were a concern to the candidates. You know, and again, this is pretty common. I mean, in corporate America, this is pretty common.
What about, you know, some sort of signed agreement of confidentiality among all nine?
Okay, well, we did, you know, I did ask the human resource and the attorney to get a confidentiality agreement, and we did that. You know, again, as I read the resumes and the letters that the candidates said, there were several of them who said, you know, I am very concerned about my current employment, and I need this to be very confidential. And I'm not agreeing to, you know, have my information put out there. And they said, if that is your case, I would like to withdraw my name.
Well, don't these candidates have to assume at some point that references are going to get checked and it's going to get outside of this group of whatever size is reviewing them?
Yes, I'm sure. But again, we're very in the beginning of the process, so I think that as they get to be more the final group, we'll have to have those discussions with them. But again, we're very early, and you know, people that we might eliminate, you know, they just want to go back to their life. They don't want it out there that this is a job that they, you know, sent their resume for, and now the whole world knows it.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.